There's always been a special place for seafood in Denmark. Along the thousands of kilometres of coastline, the local fishing tradition goes back hundreds of years. But these days, only a small fraction of the fish caught and processed are consumed by the Danes themselves. Most are packed and transported all over the world. This has made Denmark the largest seafood exporter in the European Union and a thriving trade hub in partnership with Greenland and the Faroe Islands. And just like many success stories, it's a tale of responsibility too. This is the Food Nation podcast. I'm Kath Mersch. As a source of nutrition, seafood is hard to beat. That's why national health authorities often encourage us to eat regular meals of fish and shellfish. It also partly explains the continuous rise in global fish consumption, and what we might see is the accompanying risk to wild fish stocks and the ocean environment. So how can a leading seafood nation like Denmark balance the growing demand for seafood with the need to protect marine wildlife? In this episode, we'll find out how two successful export companies are working with ocean-to-plate sustainability. Royal Greenland is the world's largest supplier of cold water prawns and Greenland halibut and purveyor to the Royal Danish Court. FF Skagen is also a world leader in fishmeal and fish oil and parent company to herring specialist Scandic Pelagic. The small communities along the west coast of Greenland have relied on fishing since time immemorial. Their traditional fishing methods and know-how, today combined with state-of-the-art technology, still live on in the high-quality seafood that Royal Greenland exports all over the world. For Hannah Quist, who is Director of Marketing Development at Royal Greenland, it is only natural to talk about the local people as an integral part of the company.
Well, Royal Greenland is a Greenlandic company, and our headquarters are situated in Nuuk, which is the capital of Greenland. 100% of our shares are actually owned by the Greenland government, and that means basically at the end of the day that we are owned by the people of Greenland. You can say at the heart of our business stands really the abundance of seafood from the Arctic region. That would be cold water prawns, Greenland halibut, its snow crab, its cod, and its lumpfish. And they're some of the key species that are caught along the west coast of Greenland. So you can say the fishing, the processing, and the seafood trades in Greenland really form the basis for sustainable communities in Greenland. So what we do as Royal Greenland is that we bring out fantastic seafood to markets all over the world.
The company's roots go way back, but the Royal Greenland trademark was not launched until the 1980s. Then, in 1985, Royal Greenland was granted a royal warrant as a supplier to the Royal Danish Court, a prized mark of recognition for the quality of its seafood. Today, Royal Greenland is both Greenland's largest employer and its biggest exporter, primarily to markets in Asia, Europe, and North America. The company's 37 production facilities are placed at coastal locations, ready for efficient processing of every catch. It's all part of what Royal Greenland calls its vertically integrated value chain.
Being vertically integrated basically means that we operate in the entire value chain from our own fishery throughout landing, production, quality assurance, logistics, sales, marketing, and of course commitment to long-term development of really solid customer relationships around the world. So for world customers, it really matters a great deal to work with a supplier that controls the entire value chain. And if you put it like on a more, you know, personal level, like for me or for any colleagues, working with business development and marketing for me, it really makes a huge difference that I can actually just pick up the phone or via Teams, be in contact with my colleagues that I know by name anywhere in the world. So that also means, you know, factory managers or quality colleagues in any distant settlement in Greenland. And that could help me to get like a better understanding of any raw material or how they handle a specific process that I may need to convey to customers or to our sales organizations.
A vertically integrated value chain is certainly good for business, but is it also good for the marine eco-balance? The United Nations predicts a 15% rise in global seafood consumption during the 2020s and an almost doubling by 2050 due to population growth. So what is Royal Greenland doing to ensure the sustainability of its seafood?
That our stocks thrive and will provide income also for future generations is, I think it goes without saying, extremely important for the Greenlandic society. And Royal Greenland is, of course, as the country's largest operator, obliged to do our utmost in preserving stocks for the future. So we cooperate at several levels to ensure the long-term sustainability of fisheries in the North Atlantic and in the Arctic Oceans. In Greenland, we work with a group called Sustainable Fisheries Greenland, which is like the central body handling all Greenlandic MSC applications and pre-assessments. And we do that in close cooperation with operators in the industry.
The MSC that Hannah mentions is the Marine Stewardship Council's Fisheries Standard, a certification scheme for wild catch fisheries that are well managed and sustainable. Royal Greenland's prawn fishing operation in West Greenland was the first to be MSC certified in 2013. MSC certification involves gathering large volumes of data, which is quite a challenge when you've got several thousand fishers delivering their catch to your facilities.
Well, you can say that becoming better at gathering data requires a lot of communication. It requires training and dialogue with local communities. Some of the local fisheries in Greenland come from what in MSC terminology is known as data-deficient fishery. So these fisheries like undergo a fishery improvement project. The aim is to provide sufficient foundation for data. It's for management plans and it's also for looking into the conditions of stocks in order to qualify for MSC assessments at a later stage. An example of this type of fishery is the coastal fishery for Greenland halibut. And that's because we have more than 1,000 fishers that are actually active in this fishery. But when it comes to data gathering from all these fishers, Greenland is very aware of the importance of good mobile coverage. A couple of years ago, Royal Greenland actually developed a mobile app. And on this app, the fishers can actually registrate where they are, the fishing spot, their catches, their landings, and we can even make sure that we pay the fishers via this app. So this system has been very well received by our partners in the fishing community. Today, we have 64% of our fisheries that are certified, and the ambition is to reach 77% in 2030.
MSC certification is one aspect of Royal Greenland's commitment to minimising the impact of fishery operations on the marine environment and reducing carbon footprint. In addition to working with local fishing communities, Royal Greenland operates its own trawler fleet and is currently investing in its transformation.
Our trawler fleet is like a very, very important part of our business. The investments are huge. It's like the largest investments in the history of Royal Greenland. And these new trawlers are really taking Greenland up to the highest state-of-the-art level of modern fishery. They're optimized in many ways with more efficient processes. And the engines can today operate with up to 20% biofuel. There's like a more powerful engine system that we've seen before, which enabled the vessels to secure fast commute on long sailing distances in bad weather. And in the factory on board, cutting and packing stations are adapted for optimal working conditions, and all produce is actually packed and automatically palleted and registered online during processing.
And then there's the focus on life cycle assessments, which are helping to document the carbon footprint of each seafood product.
Just as beef and pork and chicken are produced under very different conditions around the world, so is seafood. And in Royal Greenland, what we have done is that we have embarked on that very long journey of conducting life cycle assessments on our core species. That could be, for instance, for cold water prawns that are caught around Greenland. And we are actually pleased, but maybe not surprised to see that they actually perform at complete different levels than what we see, like, for instance, with farmed warm water prawns from Asia. So you can say that for consumers, making informed choices are extremely difficult, and it's not made easier by the availability of all these standardized data sets in various databases. Each producer may be different, and the task is to document our own carbon footprint, even though it's extremely costly and complicated.
Skagen is where the North Sea and the Baltic Sea meet on the northernmost tip of Jutland. It's also home to Denmark's largest fishing harbour, where almost half of the Danish wildfish catch is landed. Scandic Pelagic and FF Skagen have processing plants here, and at two other harbour locations further along the coast. Johannes Pelsen is CEO at Scandic Pelagic and its parent company, FF Skagen. Here, sustainability revolves around a no-waste approach.
Scandic Pelagic is a company processing herring. And herring we catch in the North Atlantic, and this comes to Skagen, and we process it to fillets and some different products for human consumption directly. Then the trimmings are used for fish meal, fish oil production in FF Skagen. So the herring landed in Skagen is 100% utilized.
Unlike Royal Greenland, the FF Skagen Group does not own a fishing fleet of its own. All the herring are purchased from the modern vessels that land fresh catches at the harbour. Nevertheless, the fishing quotas that exist to prevent overfishing are very much top of mind.
All what we do is about sustainability. And it's clear that we like also to buy some fish tomorrow. Fortunately, since the early 80s in the North Atlantic, we have been working with establishing a systems so that we control the catches of the individual species. All this has been created through a cooperation between the biologists, scientists in all the countries in the North Atlantic. These scientists, they work also together in an institution that is called ICES. This institution is located in Copenhagen. And through these institutions, there comes to the politicians recommendations. They have some rules they have to follow. And the rule number one is precautionary approach. The rule number two is precautionary approach. And the rule number three is precautionary approach.
ICES is the International Council for the Exploration of the Sea, which advises on the maximum amount of fish the fishers can take out of the sea without compromising long-term fish stocks. This advice is at the heart of the EU fishing quota system.
It works in a way that whenever there comes a vessel to our quayside and delivers fish to our plant, we have to check the vessel name and the number, and if they have a quota, and that everything is legal. And as long as the vessel has the quota, then it's no worries for us to buy it.
Scandic Pelagic receives the herring catches. In two modern processing facilities, the company produces 1 billion herring fillets a year for business-to-business customers.
This is, of course, caught by super modern fishing vessels. So the fish nowadays is super chilled. That will say it comes delivered to Skagen at a 0-1 degree Celsius. So it's a really fresh material, which we then process. And when we pump the fish from the vessel directly into the plant, then we make the fillets. I think Scandic Pelagic is best known for really good quality marinated herring. This is our core business. So for instance, a company in Germany or in Poland, or even Denmark, they buy our product. We deliver it ready to eat, and then they process it for the final consumer with the right sauce, taste, and all that. We also are famous for our herring roe, and this we sell for mainly the Asian market. And then we have a traditional market in Holland, which is quite big, for the matjes, the Dutch matjes herring, which is a fantastic product, only caught in a window of 14 days, 3 weeks. Every year, where the fat in the body is peaking. So absolutely the biggest market are Germany, Poland, and then Holland, and then Denmark is quite small, I think less than 5%.
Apart from having a great taste, herring is known as a rich source of healthy omega-3 fatty acids. In the Danish Veterinary and Food Administration's new dietary guidelines, herring is one of the fish singled out for weekly consumption. And if not obtained through the fillets, those healthy fats and other nutritional components can be obtained from the fish oil and meal made from the trimmings. As the world's third largest exporter of fish meal and the second largest of fish oil, Denmark has achieved global recognition for high standards of quality, food safety and sustainability. FF Skagen is a leading producer.
FF Skagen processes a lot more than only the trimmings from Scantic Pelagic. In an average, we buy 100,000 tons herring for the filleting, and then it's a kind of 50 to 60,000 tons trimmings out of that. But in total, in FF, we buy 400 to 450,000 tons fish, either whole round fish or trimmings. We have a different sources of raw material. For instance, in the early January from the Baltic region, the small sprats and the small herring, these catches have been utilized for direct human consumption as well. But this market is so small that we buy the rest of the sprats and herring, which cannot be sold for a human consumption directly. Additionally, we also try to buy trimmings from all factories which process wild fish. So we are kind of the end station for the bones and heads and tails and guts from a whole fish which are not eaten by humans directly.
Some of the fish oil produced from these fish processing side streams goes into dietary supplements. But by far the biggest part, around 80%, goes into feed for farmed salmon. The fish meal is also used in feed for piglets, chickens, and again, salmon.
And then you can talk about the circular economy. So for instance, when you consume salmon, then the salmon has been fed with some of the trimmings from the herring. It's maybe 10%, 15% of the feed to a salmon. And then when you consume the salmon, there are also trimmings from salmon, which are also processed. So the salmon is also utilized 100%. So the industry really thinks about the sustainability in many directions.
When all those thousands of tons of fish and trimmings enter its facilities, FF Skagen has a traceability system in place that keeps track of each delivery all the way to the final product. The whole operation is designed for maximum utilization of every catch, and every catch is caught in compliance with the EU quotas. But maintaining the marine eco-balance will always be a work in progress.
And I believe that we have to explain that, of course, because of the precautionary approach, the stock is still strong, it's there, it fluctuates every year. The people in the industry is, you know, very well aware that we need to be precautionary around handling the stocks and quotas. Like we utilize land, we have to utilize sea, we have to be even better understanding the conditions in the oceans to produce food for the future and for the global growth of population.
And this is exactly what the seafood sector in Denmark continues to work on in collaboration with marine wildlife experts. Because the future needs responsibly caught wild seafood. And when nothing goes to waste, it's one of the most efficient sources of nutrition around. Many thanks to Hannah and Johannes for joining this episode of the Food Nation podcast. If you'd like to hear more about the Danish seafood sector, just drop Food Nation a line. The team is always ready to help you. You can also find more news and information about the Danish food cluster on our website, foodnationdenmark.com. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.